Thank you for contacting customer service. This is Lauren. May I please get your zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
Okay, 84651.
All right, thank you for that. And what was that first and last name?
Peggy Wiggins.
Thank you for that. I've got an account. If I could just have you confirm that shipping address so I can discuss details of it for you today.
225 East, Amafile, Amafille, Lane, Elkridge, Utah, 84651.
All right, thank you for that. I'm showing here you did our enter to win for an iPad that was sponsored by Bites Hub, our meal planning app. So that came with that monthly subscription access to Bites Hub. How may I be of assistance for you today?
Okay, I don't want the iPad. I thought I was saying I don't want it every time it came up. So what am I paying the $59.89 for?
Right, so what it would have been is when you did the enter to win for the iPad, it would have, since the drawing is sponsored by Bites Hub, which is, it's kind of like Noom. It's an app that creates customized menus for you based on like your desired caloric intake and the foods that you prefer for, you know, living a healthier lifestyle. But because they sponsor that drawing, it also explains that email you're receiving access to that meal planning app. Now, if you would like to check it out and see if it'd be something you'd like, we can certainly go ahead and drop the charge down to $20 a month just a little special we have running right now, if you would like to do that.
Is there any way I can drop it right now and not be charged?
Yeah, I can certainly take care of that for you.
I mean, like the $59.89, am I stuck with that?
So because those terms and conditions have to be agreed to, we typically do have a fairly strict no refund policy, but I would be able to provide that as a one-time courtesy refund minus our $5 processing fee. So it'd be a total of $55 back to you.
That would be awesome. Thank you very much, because I signed up for something. I don't even know what it was.
Yes, of course. Let me get that taken care of for you, if you don't mind hanging tight for me one moment here.
Okay. I gotta quit doing this.
Just one more moment. I'm sorry. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good. I'm tending grandkids and a dog, and I hate the dog, and he hates me.
What kind of dog?
It's a pug. They're so ugly. I just can't stand him.
Pugs are a genetic nightmare. I feel so bad for them. They were bred into that. Just, it's a disaster.
Yeah. And he just looks at me and starts barking, and I'm like, I didn't do anything, you know?
Right.
Oh. But the mom, I mean, my daughter-in-law, she's the one that loves pugs, and I'm like, whoa. They're not even cute.
No, they are, they didn't used to look like that.
Oh,
but
really?
As the case with a lot of dog breeds, they were bred into these genetic nightmares that are just so horribly riddled with medical conditions.
Well, they had another one, and they had to put it down because he had some rare thing that only pugs get.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you do all the inbreeding to receive those desired traits.
That's crazy.
That's years of poor planning.
Yeah. Well, weren't they first like dogs for royalty or something?
Yeah. But as the case with a lot of animals and stuff, I mean, like bulldogs, same thing. Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, even though they're not smush faces like that, they have problems with the shapes of their brains because of the way they were bred.
Oh.
They
oh my God.
They have this thing.
A lot about dogs.
I know a lot about genetics. That's what I went to school for. I'm saving up to go back to for my doctorate.
Oh, good for you.
So that was
you
what my senior paper was on.
Oh. That's
yeah,
really,
well,
that's
the way the entire economy is going right now is it's a lot harder to save money.
Yes, it is. I'm retired and on a fixed income, and I get it totally.
Oh, I bet it's insane.
And the only thing I have to look forward to are medical bills.
That too. That
yeah.
too. I have a lot of those too.
That's not true. I'm going to Hawaii in 2 months with family, but there are going to be 14 of us.
Whew.
In one house.
Oh, goodness. Is it a big house at least?
Well, it's a B&B, and my granddaughter's graduating from high school, and that's her senior trip. This family has money. They're the only family in my family that has money. So it's fun to go with them and do things, but I lived in Hawaii, so I'm just going to go to the beach while I'm there.
That sounds fun. You should check out like the pineapple plantations. That was my mom's favorite part of going to Hawaii.
Yeah, they're good. We are going to do that. How funny. That's one thing that I will do with them, but the rest of the tour guide things, their tourist things they're doing, I've done it. And I had back surgery a year ago, so I'm not into walking a whole lot.
No, I understand. Right.
I'll stay back with the great grandkids and babysit them.
Hey, whatever works.
Yep. So how are we doing?
Oh, we've got that refund process for you as well as that cancellation. I just need to give you your confirmation number whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 9204-64-548.
Thank you very much. What was your name?
My name is Lauren.
Lauren, okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
Not a problem. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, but I wish I could help you go back to school because that would be a great thing, and especially in this day and age.
I think I'm going to probably wait till my kids are in school, which we only have the one right now, but we want to have more, and she's only one. So this also affords me to be able to stay home with her. So.
Well, good. That's good. Thank you again. You have a great day.
You as well. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.